Welcome to another edition of the Exo News Bulletin Podcast, where we present the audio version of bullet points posted on the exonews.org website, summarizing a recent UFO or extraterrestrial-related internet article. I'm Duke Brickhouse, Chief Editor of the Exo News. Be sure to like the show, subscribe, comment, and share. Today's article is from February 6, 2020, entitled Global Superpowers Teaming Up to Build Bases on the Moon. It is by Zero Hedge and originally posted on the safehaven.com website. For a link to the original article, visit exonews.org. 1 year ago, China's Chang'e 4 probe and the U-2 rover it carried aboard had been busy photographing and scanning minerals, growing yeast, hatching fruit fly eggs, and cultivating cotton, potato, and rapeseeds on the dark side of the moon. Last summer, NBC News reported that U-2 rover had come across a strange gel-like substance, which the Chinese began to study. China's National Space Administration has continued to work on its Tiangong 3 space station and is planning on testing a new manned spacecraft for deep space missions. That permanent station will reach orbit aboard China's new Long March 5B rocket in the first half of 2020. The Chinese space agency plans to launch the Chang'e 5 probe into space as early as this year. Wu Yanhua, Deputy Chief Commander of China's Lunar Exploration Program, said, China, the United States, Russia, and Europe are all discussing whether to build a research base or a research station on the moon. But not so fast. Back in 2017, China and Europe made plans to build a moon base together in a move of international collaboration. Now, Europe and Russia plan to send a probe to the dark side of the moon and are eyeing plans to build a joint moon base on the far side of the lunar surface. Even NASA and Russia's Roscosmos State Corporation for Space Activities announced plans in 2017 for a joint moon base as part of NASA's Deep Space Gateway concept. In 2019, it was leaked that NASA had plans of its own to develop the Artemis lunar surface base, which is now being threatened by a U.S. House panel. These types of discussions have been going on since the 1950s with a U.S. government project called Horizon, which sought to establish a moon base by 1966. The idea never materialized. In 1963, at the height of the Cold War, the U.S. and Soviet Union formed a joint project to study and develop a manned orbiting laboratory. More of a U.S. spy mission than a scientific one, the MOL project was canceled in 1969. But now, Russia and the U.S. may revive that plan with a base that will orbit the moon similar to how the International Space Station orbits the Earth. The status of any plans between Russia, the U.S., China, and Europe could be suddenly canceled for political reasons, or something else, before they ever see the light of day. But it is all good, so long as it is done in the spirit of joint exploration and not weaponization. The last thing we need is another resource-draining arms race in space, or a space war. Editor's note. How long will this charade go on? All of this is nothing more than a stall, a song and dance played out by puppet space agencies to continue the cover-up of scores, if not hundreds, of bases throughout our solar system, mostly on Mars and the dark side of the moon, built and occupied by a variety of secret space programs. Except these bases generally are not surface bases, but elaborate underground facilities. In fact, the moon itself is a carved-out superbase brought here by a race of refugees from the planet Maldek at the time of its explosion, now known as the asteroid belt. These space agencies must know all of this, and are now positioning themselves for the inevitable disclosure of the true extent of the vast secret space programs that have been constructed since World War II and the dawn of the new era of space.
This has been an Exo News Bulletin with Chief Editor Duke Brickhouse. Visit our website at exonews.org. Subscribe to this podcast. Exo News is sponsored by the Exopolitics Institute, a U.S.-based 501c3 nonprofit educational organization